My name is Amy Purdy. You might know me from season 18 of Dancing with the Stars, or the Paralympic Games, or my New York Times bestselling book, or maybe Oprah's Super Soul Sunday. Or maybe you know me from season 1 of this podcast. I started the Bouncing Forward podcast last year during one of the most challenging seasons of my life. And I knew that when it comes to challenges, I wasn't alone. I wanted to share the tips and perspectives and insights that were helping me not just survive, but were helping me thrive. Most importantly, I wanted you to know that you are absolutely not alone. And now I'm back with season 2 of Bouncing Forward. This season is all about inspiration, how to find it, how to keep it, and how to share it. This season of Bouncing Forward will light you up, and I'm so grateful that you are here. Welcome to season 2 of Bouncing Forward. Live inspired. If you are a returning listener, thank you so much for being here and welcome back. And if you are a new listener, I'm so grateful to have you here. I am really excited about this season. It's quite a bit different than season 1. You know, season 1, I did 45 episodes. I'm really proud of myself because I was going through so much last year that I just kind of ran with it. I had all these different things that I was learning along the way and different challenges that I was facing. But like every challenge, there's always some sort of an opportunity. And for me, I was always looking for the opportunity and the different learning experiences. And before I knew it, I was at 45 episodes. This season is quite a bit different. It is focused on one topic, and that one topic is carried throughout the entire season. So the different guests, which I have incredible guests this season, and the different episodes are all going to be based around this one topic, which is live inspired and how to live an inspired life. And so I want you to look at this season almost like it's a course in inspiration, how to be inspired, how to live an inspired life. It's like, I want you here from start to finish through every episode because you're going to learn so much. But before I talk about live inspired, what that means, how we find that in our life, I want to share a story with you. 2 years ago, I injured my popliteal artery when my prosthetic pushed into the back of my knee. And it ended up injuring the artery. It ended up damaging my entire femoral artery. I ended up having 10 surgeries. That includes 2 new leg amputations, all to try to save the remainder of my left leg. And so here, the legs that have taken me so far in my life are ultimately what ended up knocking me off of my feet. It's been really, really hard. In fact, I think this injury was harder than when I lost my legs in the first place 20 years ago, because everything that I worked so hard for suddenly stopped. Snowboarding stopped, dancing, and even being able to work out and get my endorphins going, that all stopped. Speaking and being able to stand on stage and connect with people and travel and see the world, all of that suddenly stopped. And just as I started to kind of come up for air, COVID hit, and then the entire world stopped for all of us. And it made me realize that what I was going through wasn't that different than what we've all been going through. And so a few months ago, I was having a really hard time. In fact, I was having more of a hard time then than when this injury first hit and then when COVID first hit. And actually, my good friend Amy Cuddy, who's on the season, talks about this. She calls it post-pandemic flux syndrome, which is something that we're all kind of dealing with right now. So if you're having a harder time right now than you were at the beginning of COVID, you're not alone. The majority of the world is feeling that way. And it's because we're in a transition. You know, we have adrenaline that gets us through a crisis. I had adrenaline that got me through my injury, or at least the beginning of my injury. There was adrenaline that got us all through the beginning of COVID. I mean, think back to how surreal and crazy of a time that was. It was adrenaline that was keeping us going. But now we're in this transition, and transitions are the hardest place that we can find ourselves because there's really no roadmap. You know, we don't have the adrenaline to get us through this part of it. And so no wonder 4.3 million Americans quit their jobs in August alone. We are all trying to figure out, what do we do? What's next? Like, what do we want to do with our lives? And how do we want to live our lives? There's nothing like sudden change and challenge to make you rethink your life and what you want to do from this point forward. I was having a really hard time with all of this. It was like all the emotions, everything that's kind of been suppressed, started boiling up. I found myself feeling more anxious. I found myself crying quite a bit. I actually had a panic attack. It was just kind of the reality of what I've been through and what the world's been through started to surface. Then suddenly, all of that changed. I woke up one day so inspired, so excited about life and the possibilities. I could not work fast enough. I had so many ideas just flood into my head. I felt like I just got cracked open, like this divine download of creative energy just started flowing through me, and I could not work fast enough. I was typing like crazy. I thought of the entire second season of this podcast in one day. I mean, sometimes that can take a while to do. I locked in every single guest in a 2-hour period. I was so excited. And I even thought of 4 topics for 4 new books that I want to write. I mean, all of this just creative energy came to me. The possibilities were endless. I was so excited about life. And I kept thinking, what changed? How did this happen overnight? What changed? Well, you know what changed? The leaves on the trees changed. So the leaves were changing in Colorado. That's where my husband and I live. And it was absolutely gorgeous. If you follow my social media, you'll see the photos and the videos that I posted. I think this year was one of the most beautiful falls we have had. The leaves were so gorgeous. It just lit up all the windows every day. And so my husband and I, we would wake up in the morning, we would grab our coffee, we would go out on the porch, and we would do our work out there. We'd watch the sunrise. We'd spend the afternoons out there. We just surrounded ourselves with this beauty. And I realized that that's all it took to shift my perspective from a place of loss to a place of abundance, because I was absolutely surrounded by it. Your environment matters, and what you surround yourself with matters, and what you do to be inspired, it matters. And for you, it may not be being in the trees at all. You might not even like nature, but whatever it is that you need to do to feel inspired and feel alive, do that. It could be taking a painting class or a pottery class. It could be revisiting an old hobby that you used to love. It could be taking your computer outside and working in the park. It could be taking 10 walks a day, because when we are inspired, we work better. Our relationships are better. Our entire lives are better, no matter what challenges we're faced with. And that's so important right now more than ever, because we can't control what's going on around us. We can't control the world. We can't control the challenges that come our way. But what we can control is feeding our soul. We cannot pour from an empty cup. We need to be fueled. We need to be excited. We need to be inspired about life and the possibilities, and we need to get excited. That's the energy that creates projects. That's the energy that helps you write a book. That's the energy that helps you go to the gym. I mean, you need to be inspired. So you have to feed your soul in order to do that. So this realization is what inspired season 2 of the podcast and why I wanted it to be all about living an inspired life. My friend, life coach, Susie Moore, who is on the podcast, she talks about what inspiration really means. And do you know that the word inspired means in spirit? That's why inspiration makes us feel so alive and so excited about life. Like you have so much energy to give because you are embodying your spirit. And what exactly does inspiration feel like? I think it feels different for all of us. In fact, that's a question that I asked all of my guests this season. What does it feel like to them when they are inspired? For me, when I'm inspired, I feel so excited about the possibilities that I can't even sleep. I'm just so energized. I can't wait to get to work. I can't wait to get started on that new project. When I'm my most inspired, I will sometimes be up till 4 a.m. writing because all these ideas just have to get out of me. And that's why inspiration is so important, because it's the fuel for motivation. And I promise you, when you live that way, when you live excited about life, you inspire others to live the same. Inspiration is contagious. And that's what I talk about this season with my dance partner, Derek Huff. He is an absolute genius. He is by far one of the most inspired people I know. And you'll hear it when he talks. You'll feel it when he talks. Working with Derek was the first time that I realized just how contagious inspiration really is. An inspired person can light up a room and deeply impact lives. And don't we all want to make an impact on the world? Don't we all want to make a positive impact on the people around us? This season will teach us how to do just that. One of the questions that I ask all of the guests this season is, what music or song do you turn on when you need to feel inspired? Or what song or music inspires you most? I only thought it would be fair to share the song that inspires me most. Now, I can think back to many, many songs in my life that inspired me, that kind of inspired a season of my life. Every time I listen to that song, it still inspires me. But right now, the song that inspires me the most is Rise Up by Andra Day. Kind of a funny story. I actually met Andra Day before she sang Rise Up, before she blew up, really. I met her at an Olympic event at the Olympic Training Center in San Diego. She played for this event and I spoke. And I remember thinking, oh my gosh, this woman is amazing. Her voice was so good. And maybe, gosh, 6 months later, all of a sudden, Rise Up was everywhere. And the song has a kind of special meaning to me. Right before my injury, and I am talking like 2 days before I injured my leg, I was with Derek Huff's sister, Julianne Huff. I was at her house. She invited a handful of us to come over and do this kind of wellness retreat. It was so incredible. And oh my gosh, it was raining. We were in this room and the rain was falling on this glass ceiling and we were doing deep breathing and we were doing this energy work. And Rise Up came on the radio. Well, not on the radio. She had it tuned up, but oh my gosh, it just, you could hear it throughout the entire house. It was so loud, but like you just felt it. We were all sitting on the floor crying because that's what that song does. I feel like you can't help but to just let it out. And the crying is not sad crying. And the louder the music is, the more it cracks your soul wide open and it just lets your spirit out. That's what it feels like to live inspired. And I had no idea at that time that 2 days later that I would severely injure my left leg, my life would totally change, I'd be in back-to-back surgeries. And now when I go back and I listen to the words of that song, it's even more meaningful for me. I'll rise up and I'll do it a million times again. I mean, whew, just to say that brings tears to my eyes. I'm like, I'll do it. I'm going to rise up over and over and over again. So as I wrap this episode, this is what I want you to do. Rise Up may not be your most inspiring song. If you don't have a song, I would suggest that one. But whatever your song is, when was the last time you just cranked it up and let it flow through you? If you're in your house, turn it up. Sing at the top of your lungs. If you're in your car, turn it up. Just let that song, like, just move through your body. I swear that you will be so inspired. And we just don't do that enough. I think we suppress our emotion. We suppress our spirit a lot of the time so that we can get through work, so we can get through our day, so we can get through the next challenge. But when have you actually allowed yourself to really, really feel it? And whatever that song may be, ask yourself, what does it make you feel like? You know, maybe even pull out a journal and write it down. Does it make you smile? Does it make you dance? Does it make you sing? Does it make you feel like you can do anything? Does it make you cry? If so, that's a good thing. That's your spirit talking to you. And if you have a song that really inspires you, I want to know what that song is, because I'm thinking, since I'm asking all the guests this season what song inspires them most, I'm thinking of putting a Spotify playlist together. It will be our inspired playlist, and I may include some of your songs as well. You can always Instagram me, you can DM me, let me know your song. And I just want to say that I am so excited to have you here with me this season, to go on this journey with me, and just to have you a part of the Live Inspired community. Thank you so much for being here. If this episode inspired you, please make sure to share with someone else or on your social media, and also make sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Thank you for listening to Bouncing Forward.